Man, I'm going to record this to put on the radio. So
Okay.
if you guys that heard that, that's what that is. So again, in Revelation chapter 12, it sets a pace for the people who are the saints of the living God, and it's showing what they are capable, their capability is. In the last days, it's showing who they are. They are part of the kingdom of God. They have, and the power of his Christ is present. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And the Bible says in 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Again, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. So these are their identity. These people have an identity that they sit under the blood of the Lamb, and they're able to overcome. And they said, by the word of their testimony. So these people, again, they are saints and they have an identity in Christ. So therefore, they will be able to overcome and they will have a testimony and they will be a people who will not love their lives unto death. Why are they a people who will not love their lives unto death? Because they have submitted to the sovereign will of the Father. They have accepted that he is coming. They have accepted his prophecies, and they know that, and they're seeking like the sons of Issachar to know the times and the seasons of his appearing, because it says in the Bible that the saints will be seeking his appearing to know when he will be coming. Why? Because they love the Lord more than they love their lives unto death. Amen. And in Hebrews chapter 10, 11, it sets an order for who their identity is, because these people, they have Christ in them. They have Christ residing in them. And so I'm going to read some scriptures to show how it is applicable. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11, it says, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered the sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected ever them that are sanctified. For by one offering they sit under the blood of the Lamb. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now, how did they get sanctified? And the Bible says, 15, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Definitely a sanctification process will take place, because the more that they are consuming the word of God, they are becoming renewed and transformed inwardly and outwardly. And he says that in 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, wherefore, remission of these is there is no more offering for sin. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus, these are people that sit underneath his kingdom that have been processed. They are born again. They have been renewed in the mind. They have been sanctified by the living God. They have the Holy Ghost that continues to embolden them and sit on the throne of their heart, polishing them day in and day out as they are seeking the Father. Seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all things will be added. Amen. All things will be added. So with him being seated at the right hand of the Father, he is also giving them opportunities to have testimonies. And one is being an ambassador to that kingdom when he has given them a writ to go out to Bohosege. When he has given them a writ to go out as an ambassador to his kingdom, they are going with a writ that says, go over here and reign for my kingdom as an ambassador and pass this atmosphere from the kingdom of God into this order over here and bring it into the kingdom mandate, into the kingdom order of God. Hallelujah. And it's a place of power for Jesus. A place for mediation for Jesus as he is at the right hand of the Father. By all means, it's a place of honor. Jesus did not sit at the right hand of the Father alone. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, it says, we are seated together in him. And I'm reading from verse 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for he is great love wherewith he loved us. And 5, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. Have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. In 6 it says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show us the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So I'm hoping that as I'm going through these scriptures, you are understanding what your identity is, because when you have your identity, you will truly understand how you can overcome. You can't say that I'm not capable of overcoming when Christ is in you, because when Christ is in you, no witch, no wizard has the ability to overcome you, because you are the overcomer and you are the winner and they are the loser. So in Christ Jesus, you have the power to overcome them. You, as a being in Christ Jesus and sitting in heavenly places in him, he's ruling on the throne of your heart. Your emotions are not ruling. Your bodily senses are not ruling. Your thoughts and desires cannot overrule because Christ is in you. So therefore, you are seated in heavenly places with him. Your mind has changed. Your mind has been transformed. Your mind has been renewed. With him, it means that, again, you are seated in heavenly places. Not only are you seated in heavenly places, but you're exhibiting him in the earth. You are displaying him in the earth. You are taking on the knowledge of Christ, the wisdom of Christ, and you are getting understanding on what you do with what he has given you. But, amen. Amen. So in Matthew 25, verse 31 through 34, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand side, meaning he's given the sheep an opportunity to sit in a place of honor with him, but the goats on the left hand side. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. If you understand your identity, you must understand that you have where you are as far as inheriting the kingdom. You must understand as a sheep, you must hear his voice when he is calling. You must understand as a sheep is led by the shepherd, not by any other voice that is calling and petitioning you and saying, come this way, go that way. You hear from the voice of the shepherd, which is the great shepherd, the only shepherd, the Jehovah Roho shepherd of the kingdom of the living God. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I'm going to repeat that. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, why is it important that he's saying might by his spirit in the inner man? Because you have your own inner man spirit, but the spirit of God is working through you to give you strengthen with might. Not just strengthen, but strengthen with his might, which is giving you an additional ability to overcome in the inner man against your thoughts, against your desires, against your emotions, against traumas of this world, against the dramas that is created in the world, that is manipulating your mind daily, that is taking your mind off course from the Father, that is telling you that you are not going to make it in this hour when he has said you are more than able through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, who is a possible God, not an impossible God. And in 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend, able to receive, able to get sound understanding, able to go surpass where you were able to be at before. You able to climb higher in his mind, in the mind of Christ, and with a kingdom mindset, and that is kingdom ordered. With all saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height? And to know the love of Christ with passeth, again, knowledge, passes your knowledge of this world, passes your basic knowledge, your moral knowledge, the thoughts that you have had from where you were raised, the roots that you picked up on the past that you took later, passes that knowledge, that ye may be filled with all fullness of God, all fullness, not just a partial part of it, but the fullness of it. All of these things will equip you and empower you to overcome. Then 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, not just a little bit, but exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power. Ooh, you have some power inside of you that worketh in us, according to the power that worketh in us. So you have an unction of might. You have an unction of power. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end. Never ending. Long as you have breath, long as you're walking in the earth, you are capable of overcoming. You are capable of overcoming, because now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Well, somebody may be saying, how can I have that kind of power inside of me? I don't feel like I have any strength. I'm tired. And I don't even feel like that I can get out of my bed right now. Listen, you have to understand and know your identity. And after you understand and know your identity, you have to practice the faith, measure of faith that has been given to you. You have to loose that measure of faith that has been given to you, just as Peter did when he walked up on the water, because the Lord said he bid him to come, and he believed that he was capable of doing it. So his faith and allowed him to walk on the water. And see, the problem is with some of us, sometimes we allow the storms of life to take our eyes off of what the Lord has given us the ability to do. And we allow the storms of the life to cause us to sink. But you have to know who to call upon to come out of the water. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You have to know your identity. You have to practice your faith. You have to believe that he is more than able, exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, that he has the power, and he has according to the power that worketh in us. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have power. You have the ability to overcome. In Romans chapter 6, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace more abound? He says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized in Jesus Christ were baptized in his death. Amen. Amen. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Born again. Crucified with Christ, but nevertheless I live. For if we have planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. Hello? Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves be dead indeed unto sin, for alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if you know what your identity is, understand what I just read in Romans chapter 6. In Romans chapter 6, and I read from 1 to 11. Understand what I just said. If your identity is in Christ, just because grace abounds, it does not, God forbid that you continue to sin. God, the Bible says, God forbid that you continue to sin. So that means that there must be change in your life, because he have given you the power to overcome. He have given you the power to overcome. Once you have learned by the word of God, by the man of God, by the woman of God, that you're in sin, all that's left to do is to repent. That means turn your face toward God, away from the sin, and let the author and the finisher of your faith help you to overcome, because he is more than able. That grace is not a crutch. That grace is an empowering and equipping power that gives you the ability to overcome. And if you know what your identity is, and you say Christ is in you, you are more than able, because he is abundantly able. Abundantly able to see you through. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 10, it says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled in on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing up about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Hello? You are an earthen vessel with a power of the Holy Ghost in you, sitting on the throne of your heart. Amen. Giving you might, giving you power, giving you strength to endure all circumstances, and even giving you a peace that comes without understanding. He who keeps his mind stayed up on him shall have everlasting peace. Amen. And 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves. You got your identity, you have your faith, but you must examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. Prove your own selves. You know, a lot of times we look at everybody else, but we fail to look at our own selves and prove our own selves. It says, know ye not your own selves, how Jesus is in you, except ye be reprobates. In your own identity in Christ Jesus, you must take time to examine yourself. You must know who you are with him. You must take time to examine yourself in mind. You must, by Paul said, you have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. And Paul, in your examination, you must take time to examine your inner spirit. Is your heart aligned with the will of God? In your soulless part of you, you must take time to examine your thoughts and your desires. You must take time to examine your mind. Crucified with Christ, but nevertheless you live. You must take time to examine your gateways. What are your eyes in tune with? What are your ears in tune with? What are your nose in tune with? Is it the perfume that you love on the shelf? Or is it the aroma of Jesus Christ? You must take time to understand what your feeling and your touch is in tune with, because you may be getting touched by things that draw you away from the kingdom. You may be touching things that are drawing you away from the kingdom. And you must know what your identity is. Is your identity aligned with the word of God? So you must examine yourself according to the word of God. Amen. So in Colossians chapter 1:27, it says, to him whom God would make known that what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. How can you not overcome when Christ is in you and the word of God has said you have the ability to overcome? If Christ is in you, you're already under the blood of the Lamb. If Christ is in you, you have the ability to overcome. If Christ is in you, you have testimonies, and it will give you the ability to overcome. Hallelujah. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles. He will give you, expand your vision. He will expand your revelation of him. He will expand you into the mysteries of the kingdom of the living God. Amen. If Christ is in you and you are seeking him, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things are being added. All of these things are being added to you. But when you take your mind somewhere else, is Christ in you. When you align yourself to a different kingdom, is Christ in you? Know your identity. Examine yourself. Have faith that everything that he said for you, when Christ is in you, Emmanuel, God with us, that you are able and more than able to overcome. In Galatians chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 15. It said, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. By the faith of Jesus Christ, you need your faith, sisters and brothers, beloved of the living God, with your identity. You need your faith. You need to know who you are. You need to examine yourself to ensure that you are not being reprobate before the Father. Because I can tell you that you look good, I can tell you everything you want to hear in your ear. But when you are examined against the word and against the Father, that is what he is looking at, what's in you. He searches the heart and the mind. And the mind. And it's not just a small thing, because when the Israelites, they came before the mount after sanctification, it was too loud for them. When he begins to prune and shape you and refine you, it can get a little loud sometimes. And the pruning can be plucking some things out of you that you do not want. But in Christ Jesus, he is exceedingly and abundantly able to help you to overcome. Help you to overcome war around you. Help you to come overcome famine around you. Help you to overcome lack around you, because he is Jehovah Jireh. Help you to overcome sickness around you, because he is Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Help you to overcome the chaos around you and give you peace, because he is Jehovah Hoshekolobohusana. Shalom. Amen. So it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we believe that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, but by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. So he's not saying he's doing away with the law. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And in Christ, he doesn't transgress the things of the Father. In Christ, he is holy. Amen. In Christ, he is perfected. In Christ, he perfects you. In Christ, he brings you into holiness. In Christ, you are crucified with him, but nevertheless, you live. And I'm reading again 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. He says he does not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Hallelujah. Furthermore, 2 Corinthians 2, but I want to back up and tell you to read the three that comes behind Galatians chapter 2, to not be confused and say that the Lord, when he said, thou shalt not kill, that he means thou shalt not kill. Because that is a transgression. That's what you call transgression against the word. And transgression brings us into abomination. It brings us into a place where we cannot be in the will of God. In order to remedy sin, we repent and we turn our face toward God. And perhaps he will forgive us. Amen. The Bible says he will in 1 John 1, 7 through 10. He is faithful and just to forgive us when we confess our sins and repent. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2, 12. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was open unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence unto Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, overcome in Christ, and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved, in them that perish. To the one we are savor of death unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Speak we in Christ. So in Christ, the Lord have given us again many abilities, many talents, much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, ability to access revelation, because you now have inherited the kingdom of the living God. You know, more liking to the things of the world. So you are striving and you are seeking to go into the unattainable level, in which Paul says he was thriving or striving to reach it. And that's what we should be doing too. We should be striving to let old nature go and let new nature come in. We should be striving for that truly born again relationship with Christ, where Christ is in us and living in us to the fullness of his glory. And then we are supping from his vine, and we are multiplying fruits. We are multiplying the kingdom. We are increasing the mandate and order of God in the earth. We're no longer sitting and waiting for it to come, but we are in movement. We were relaxed for 2 years. It's time now for us to come back out again and bid the will of our Father. For those that were Elijah's that went into caves, it is time now for you, the true prophet, the true apostle, the true evangelist, the true pastor, to come out, the true teacher, to come out and release that word that the Lord has for you to release, to come out and be an open display for the Father in the mighty name of Yahshua. And so my final statement again, my final words is, in order for you to overcome, you must understand your identity in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Yahshua HaMashiach. In your relationship with him as he resides in you by the power of the Holy Ghost, You have the ability to be seated in heavenly places with him. And as being and seated in heavenly places with him, he has given you might. He has given you power. He has given you everything that is needed. Empowering grace, equipping grace. He has given it to you to overcome the things that are coming, the birth pangs, the sorrows, the things of this world, even the principality of the air, the media that come to circumvent your messages of God, the media that comes to reinterpret what thus says the Lord, the masses of institutions, of hierarchies that come against the things of the truth and spirit of God, the Antichrist that wants to shut down the truth and spirit of God. He have given you everything that you need. And as your mind is stayed up on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. He will give you the ability to overcome. He will help you to see the fiery darts flying at you. And not only will he help you to see them, he can sever them in midair. He can help you in the times when war and famine, because he will fight for you. You will not have to lift your hands in this hour. He says he will do a new thing in this hour. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, he will do a new thing in this hour. So body of Christ, body of HaMashiach, you know who you are. I need not say who you are. It's time for you to come out and be it the Father's will. It is time for you to rise up and be the overcomer. It is time for you to live out his testimonies in this hour. You are already seated under the blood of the Lamb. He is your advocate. He is your rule. He is your reign. He is the king that sits in the reign of Yah in the heavens. Amen. Know your identity and move in it. Examine yourself, your weaknesses, your opportunities for change, the threats that you are facing that's causing you to go backward and to delay your mission. Wake up, body of Christ. It's time to wake up in this hour. In Yahshua's mighty name, we have said, and we will pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening in the grace of our almighty Yahshua HaMashiach be with you. May he empower and equip you for the days to come. May he stir up the fire in your bones, that it be like fire in your bones. May he be a fire burning on your heart to bid his will until the hour comes. In the mighty name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen.